Honourable Minister, DG, and the entire Economic Development Department crew. I hope, I'm thinking, I'm guessing that we also have the media here. Nothing came to my attention as to who is sitting at that site. But I know we have PMG. Would we get an indication as to who's in attendance? Especially from, yes. Let me give you that opportunity. Thank you.
Good morning. I'm Delaney Hendricks from Cybernet.
Cybernet, thank you. Delaney.
Good morning, members. I'm Ivan Noga from PMG.
Thank you, PMG. Mr. Noga, welcome.
Good morning, members and Chair. I'm Nani van Asvegen from the Office of the G-Stand Lotwater.
Thank you very much. Now that we know who is here, we may then proceed. You all welcome to this meeting this morning. This is the Economic Development Portfolio Committee meeting, wherein we consider in the two reports from the department, that is the second and the third quarter reports. Ideally, we should be considering them or just waiting for the fourth quarter report, but I think due to issues of time constraints, we had to schedule them today. We expecting the department to give us their performances, how they managed through this two quarters. We did receive their first quarter report that is last year, and since we are about to finish the financial year, it is proper that we get the rest of the that is the second and the third quarter, with the fourth quarter ending at the end of the month of March. We will expect that the fourth quarter will be presented somewhere in April. I'm not sure if that's going to be possible, Minister, due to the fact that we know that we'll be commencing with the stretch plan presentation sessions and also going to the EPCs. That according to the program, they run up to the end of May into June. So I guess the program will be a bit tight, also taking into consideration that we have now scheduled legislation that will be presented on the at the end of the second quarter from the information that I have, some of them. So that would really keep us busy for the rest of the financial year, up to the end of the term, the fourth term. So it will be some kind of a bit hectic year for us. Without the waste of time, Minister, we just want to get from the department what the department is, as how it has performed to date, up to the end of the third quarter. And we think we are in the better position to tell us or to inform us. I've just requested the DG to follow the treasury format because it sort of helps us to follow up issues. And also it helps us in terms of dealing with the same issues as Parliament in a very common way so that things flow from one portfolio committee to the other. We don't have other portfolio committees looking at their reports in another way and us looking at it in another way. So thank you very much for the fact that the DG has managed to do that for us, and we really appreciate that. Let's once more welcome you and hand over to you for the presentation. But before that, maybe we should get the apologies and request that we amend members. We amend the agenda to include the tailing of the program for the committee. That's the only amendment that we are proposing from the Malaysian side. Sandro, can you give us the apologies?
Good morning to the Honourable Minister, the DG, the Honourable Members and the Department. I've got 4 apologies before me. The first apology is from Honourable Balaza. He apologized that he won't be able to attend the meeting due to the fact that he's attending a Portfolio Committee on Trade and Industry meeting. The second one is from Honourable Ngonyama. He apologized that he won't be able to attend due to the fact that he's got an urgent matter to attend to. The third one is from Honourable Hussein. He also apologized that he won't be able to attend the meeting. And the fourth one is from Honourable Sotetsi. Honourable Sotetsi will be arriving a bit late. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I think in terms of the issue around Honourable Kibaza, we will take it over with the relevant member, because we know today at this time is the portfolio, is our time and day as the Portfolio Committee on Economic Development, and we don't expect members to give apologies to attend other committees, because they are clearly defined days for committees. Otherwise, may I then head over to the Minister for the presentation of the report.
Thank you very much, Chairperson, Honourable Members. It's really our pleasure to be here this morning. My Director General, Jenny Schreiner, who is also the Accounting Officer, will be doing the presentation. And I really would like to just make a few framing remarks to introduce the presentation, which will cover both quarter 2 and quarter 3 reports covering the annual performance plan of the department. Chairperson, Honourable Members, you will recall that in March last year, the department tabled a strategic plan. And accompanying that strategic plan was an annual performance plan. That annual performance plan set some 42 key performance indicators, areas that the department would work on in the course of the following 12 months, and areas that represent the products that the department would produce. It is my pleasure, Chairperson, to say that the department will report today, that its report will cover the activities it's done in the area of policy, what steps were taken, what products were produced. It will look at the work in planning and coordination, which covers the oversight of development finance institutions, as well as the reporting line to the economic regulatory bodies on trade and on competition. And then it will finally give information on the work it's undertaken in the area of social dialogue. And those are the substantive areas of work of the department. But the back office that holds all of that together is administration, and the department has set itself performance targets on administration, which it will report to honourable members, to the Portfolio Committee today. The reports will cover really the second half of last year, from the 1st of July to the 31st of December. And in that period, we had some significant areas of focus. First, and perhaps most substantially, was the work on the Presidential Infrastructure Coordinating Commission, which really took the infrastructure plan that was outlined in broad terms by President Zuma in the 2012 State of the Nation Address and began to work on its active implementation. During that period, we developed a number of products around the infrastructure plan. We pulled all of that together for the September cabinet Lehotla, at which cabinet met with all the premiers and the leaders of local government to report, to reflect, and to consider how best to take the infrastructure plan forward. That work culminated in some of the outcomes that the President announced in this year's State of the Nation Address. That period also saw a very significant expansion of investment by the Industrial Development Corporation, particularly in the green economy, but more broadly. It saw the operationalizing of the Small Enterprise Finance Agency, SEFA. And on the social dialogue side, we were faced with the wave of strikes in the mining industry that led to the October Social Accord announced by the President on behalf of business, trade unions, community and youth organizations, and government. So in the backdrop to the quarterly reports, honorable members will see some of the specific products the department worked on. And obviously not captured here is a lot of that detail, the work that went into making some of these macro issues more successful. It was a difficult period for the economy. There was a definite slowdown in GDP growth, and therefore the activities of departments of government were more important in ensuring that we lay the basis for the rapid recovery. And some of those challenges are areas that we will be dealing with when we table and discuss the strategic plans framework for this year, which is the APP for 2013-14. So Chairperson, with those introductory remarks on the context within which the department conducted its work, with your permission, I would want to call on the Director General to introduce and take the committee through the quarterly reports. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson and honourable members. Good morning. Minister, good morning. We are, I think the present copies of the presentation have just been received for the second quarterly report. We have taken you through the report in line with the format of the APP, but I thought that it would be useful just to indicate overall as we start in the second quarterly report that of the 42 indicators in the report, 11 targets were achieved, 15 targets were overachieved. There was one target that was not achieved, and then there is a category of indicators for which there are not quarterly targets set. So that is a backup as we go through this presentation. The presentation structure is based on the economic, but the budget programs as the Minister had outlined, and then it deals with HR and financial matters at the end of it. So if I can start then on the economic policy development. The first strategic objective under that budget program is the monitoring of the NGP progress, the implementation progress. Part of that is an indicator to develop a development index and a document outlining the proposal for that development index, including its design and rationale, was completed in the second quarter. The next indicator under the strategic objective is the outcome for quarterly report. This Cycle 7 report was submitted to Cabinet, and it is a joint process between the three coordinating departments on Outcome 4, that's ourselves and Treasury and the DTI. in addition, in relation to the outcome report, you report there was input made on sexual development support platform held with these two departments around the productive sector. My apologies for a frog in my throat. Moving back to the second strategic objective under the policy development budget program, the development and implementation of inclusive growth strategies. The first indicator there is policy platforms, and there are a number of policy platforms that were held. The policy platform on financialization together with Indesa, the policy platform in conjunction with the International Economic Association on industrial policy in Africa that involved high-level international and local guests. Platform was held on developments with productive sectors, that has already been referred to, and that is a process that then fed into the economic and employment cluster. And then a platform held with Treasury and DTI and Environmental Affairs and NEDLAC constituencies on the carbon tax in May of this year, which identified critical modifications to minimize unintended consequences of that proposed tax. Continuing with policy platforms, moving then to the strategic objective of policy advice to support the cluster, there are two indicators under this, the impact of BBBEE on NGP targets, and a submission developed in this quarter and submitted on options and proposals to make the new codes on BBBEE more employment and equity supportive. In addition, there were platforms held on the BBBEE scorecard in July with who owns whom, moving through to a further platform in September. The strategic objective then on ensuring regular engagement on policy issues. What falls under this is the gender strategy and inputs on gender and the new growth pathway developed for the Women's Parliament for Women's Day for Deputy Minister's presentation. This is based on an analysis of the women's participation in the economy. In addition, a memo was developed in relation to the Women Empowerment and Gender Equality Bill. In addition to this, under this strategic objective, there's work on the youth employment strategy. The draft agreement was presented to NEDLAC by the Minister in July of 2012. The last part of this strategic objective is the Economic Development Institute and the Terms of Reference or Business Plan or options on the establishment of the Institute were developed during this second quarter. That's moving then from the policy budget program to the economic planning and coordination budget program. The strategic objective here is the development and or review of infrastructure, sector, spatial and economic plans. The first indicator here is engagement with provincial and local government. An engagement took place with Sisonke District Municipality on high impact projects, the engagement with the Northern Cape Province and the participation in local government turnaround strategy visits across all provinces. The second indicator here is the number of sector and or infrastructure plans produced and reviewed, and this is where you'll see the work of the PICC technical team featuring in the reporting on the ABP. There are 9 sectoral infrastructure plans covering the different sectors that were reviewed, progress updated on construction, on funding, on localization and implementation challenges. Under the next strategic objective, which is develop or review infrastructure, and the same strategic objective, but focusing on the number of spatial infrastructure plans produced or reviewed. The work under this indicator in this quarter was a review of the Cape Agulhas Local Municipality Special Development Framework, and again, the PICC work on the SIPs, the spatial geographic focus SIPs, were reviewed, progress again on the construction standing, the funding, the localization and implementation challenges taking place within this quarter. The next strategic objective is promote investment of economic dialogue, and a number of strategic engagements took place with the DFIs, particularly the interaction with the IDC on the annual report, and then a quarterly oversight meeting with the finance, the DFIs. Moving on then, still under the planning budget program, but the strategic objective of promoting competitiveness and trade for decent work. The first indicator here is the number of strategic engagements with economic regulatory bodies. And there was process to reappoint existing and new ITAC commissioners that took place within this time period. There were also meetings held with ITAC to discuss interventions in the scrap metal sector. The next indicator is the number of engagement forums to foster alignment of SOEs and investment decisions, PRCC investment decisions with that of the state. And here you'll see the reporting on the PRCC processes as well as the engagement with MDIC in relation to the Economic Infrastructure Advisory Committee to ensure that the infrastructure budgeting processes are appropriately aligned. In addition, there was an engagement by the PRCC with the Forsyth Lahota and bilateral meetings with Water Affairs and Finance, technical meetings with Rand Water and Fuleni Municipality, and aligned costing and medium-term budgeting with for the SIPs with Treasury in that quarter. Moving to the next strategic objective, which is leveraging finance and procurement processes. The first indicator relates to the value of special financing facilitated for small businesses, targeted growth sectors, and companies in distress. And here we've provided you with the figures for the CIFA commitment of $71.6 million, the IDC commitment of $2.1 million for the growth sectors, and the distress fund committed funds of 64.3 to 5 companies in that sector. Moving then to the last strategic objective of the plan budget program is growing the green economy. The first indicator, the number of interventions to grow the green economy, two meetings were held with the South African Insurance Industry Association on the replacement of electric water heaters and solar heaters, and assisted with a project in applying to the BSA for funding under the Green Fund, and an ongoing collaboration with Treasury, DTI and Environmental Affairs to develop the green growth strategy. That covers then the planning budget program, and we then move to the economic development and social dialogue budget program. The first strategic objective there is social dialogue and strategic frameworks, with the first indicator being social dialogue and capacity building engagement. There was engagement with Hardly South Africa to discuss and monitor progress in relation to local procurement project plan, which was funded by EDD. There was project plans submitted in relation to that and reports on the activities and the budget spent. In addition, there was interaction with Polokwane Business Forum in Limpopo around local procurement accord and spreading the local bi-local message. Similarly, proudly South Africa held African Farmers Expo, again showcasing South African African farmers products in relation to that. And then there were bilateral discussions between EDD and the National Business Institute on implementation of basic education accord. Moving to the second strategic objective of the last budget program, sectoral and workplace dialogue, economic development agreements. There were three MOUs on local procurement accord finalised with unions. In addition, the second indicator, interventions to create or save jobs, and there was a process between SCOR Metals and the CCMA and DTI and the unions to prevent job losses in that regard. There was also a process of finalising an MOU to conduct a feasibility study at Devaza Foundries. The third indicator under this strategic objective is the reports on the implementation of social pacts, and there it's the process of compiling reports on implementation of each of the accords that have been signed in the previous financial year. Moving then to the next strategic objective, capacity building for economic development. First indicator, the knowledge networks. The knowledge networks in this quarter focused on the regional and local economic development, partnering with rural development and land reform and the CSIR around functional regional spatial development response. The second indicator is organized labor and other social partners capacity building, and there was a meeting held with the IO in this quarter to ensure collaboration on capacity building with social partners, particularly around labour policy, social solidarity, economies and enterprise development. And there was also a meeting with the Executive Director of the Manufacturing Circle to gauge implementation and assess progress on local procurement. And then a process in NEDLAC where Business Leadership South Africa had also tabled a study in relation to local procurement. Chairperson, the slides at the end then go back to the administration program. We've provided you with the employment equity statistics. I don't intend to speak through that in any detail because members have got the copy in front of them. And then on the next slide, it gives you the gender breakdown for the staff in total and then for SMS level. Moving then to the overview of financial performance, the total budget of $672.7 million expenditure for the second quarter was at $165.4 million, or 25% of that main appropriation. Expenditure excluding the transfers was at $24.2 million, which is 16% of the $149 million minus the transfers. In addition, commitments in the second quarter amounted to $2.8 million. Chairperson, the next slides give you the detailed breakdown of that per budget program and per classification item. I won't speak to that in detail. The next slide gives you the departmental receipts. The revenue collection for the second quarter was $123 million, or 19% of the budgeted revenue, the main revenue generated being fines from penalties from the Competition Commission and dividends from the IDC. Chairperson, that deals with the second quarter. Perhaps you could advise if you would want me to go through the third quarter so that we can take discussion on the two presentations. Can I proceed then to the third quarter?
Thank you very much, Minister and the TG, for the presentation. Thank you very much. I think members can touch with the first quarter, the second quarter report. Bob Mabasa. Or should we just take the second and third ones and then come back to the question?
That's
can you respond to that? Yes.
Good sir, and greetings to Minister and DG and the team. I wanted to propose that because we may find that certain questions that we ask are answered in the third, so I wanted to propose what you're suggesting.
Thank you very much. Teacher, may you proceed?
Thank you, Chairperson. The same format for the third quarter report. Perhaps as the overview of the 42 targets which were achieved, 14 were overachieved, 7 were not achieved in that quarter, and then there are 13 for which they had not been quarterly targets set. Starting then on the policy budget program, the strategic objective of coordinating and monitoring the implementation of the new growth path. The work done on the indicator regular survey of the public sector as part of preparation for the capital khotla, inputs were sourced from departments on the employment processes that they've been involved in. On the second indicator, the outcome four quarterly report, cycle 8 was completed with Treasury and DTI and submitted as the coordinating departments on outcome 4 and submitted to Cabinet. The annual in-depth analysis of trends in employment inequality and growth, that was prepared and submitted to the Cabinet report as background information. Moving then to the strategic objective, develop and implement inclusive growth strategies. On the indicator sector methodologies developed and applied, a draft document on sector methodology was initiated and is in progress in the second quarter. Other policy interventions identified and appropriate amendments proposed. The draft document on productive sectors, equality and scrap metal were completed. In addition, there was a finalization of a CAF dealing with the interdepartmental work on iron and steel recommendations in relation to iron and steel, which were aimed at supporting downstream sectors in the iron and steel value chain. And there were meetings held with foreign investors in relation to Cisco Steel Mill in the Western Cape. On the policy platform indicator, there was work done to launch STIP 15. There was a platform on workplace restructuring, socioeconomic impact assessment, workshop was held, and a platform aligning NGP with HRD strategy were all held in that quarter. On the strategic objective policy advice to the cluster on the impact of BEE and NGP targets, the submission on proposed amendments to the code was submitted to the minister, but in addition there was a platform held in relation to exploring specific components of the BEE scorecard. Moving off then the policy branch to moving to the planning budget program, economic planning and coordination. The first strategic objective is the development and review of infrastructure sectoral and special and national programs. Under the first indicator, the number of engagements with provincial and local government, there was an engagement with the Free State Premier's office on provincial growth and development strategy. There was a further interaction with the Northern Cape provincial projects on high impact projects and on SIP initiatives that relate to that province. Under the number of sectoral or infrastructure plans produced and reviewed, the conduct of the review of the 9 sectoral SIPs in relation to construction, funding, localization, implementation challenges has been covered in terms of that process, as is done every quarter. And similarly, in terms of the spatial ones, under the next indicator, those 9 spatial SIPs had been reviewed in relation to the same categories. On the strategic objective, promoting investment for economic development, the first indicator there is the number of strategic engagements with DFIs. In this quarter, there was a meeting between the Minister, the CIFA Chair, and the new CIFA CEO, who was appointed in November. In addition, there was a quarterly entities oversight meeting. On the strategic objective, promoting competitiveness and trade for decent work, the first indicator there is the number of strategic engagements with the economic regulatory bodies and the quarterly oversight meeting with the economic regulatory bodies took place. In that, in addition, there were 3 additional members appointed to the competition tribunal. And thirdly, there was a policy directive prepared for the in relation to the exporting for scrap metal and its publication going from that. The indicator on the number of engagement forums to foster alignment between SOEs and PRDC's investment decisions with that of the state. The Presidential Infrastructure Investment Conference that the Minister spoke to in his opening remarks was held. An MOU was signed between Transnet, IDC and ESCOM in relation to supporting the implementation of PRCC infrastructure projects, and there were bilateral held with various departments in relation to that. Moving then to the strategic objective of leveraging finance and procurement processes, the indicator on the value of special financing for small businesses, targeted growth sectors, CIFA committed 105 million, IDC committed 7.1 to the growth sectors, the Distress Fund committed 260 million to 8 companies, with clothing, textile and clothing industry being the largest beneficiary in that. On the number of interventions to promote economic development through leveraging state expenditure, there was an intervention to support the footwear industry in finalising orders from government departments to ensure that orders for 98,000 odd shoes were pairs of shoes were secured, and thereby preventing retrenchments within that. In addition, there was the launch of a database of locally manufactured products. The final strategic objective under that budget program is the growing of the green economy. The first indicator there is the number of reports on the implementation of the green economy, and a complete report on the role of EDD in the green economy to date was prepared in that quarter. The second indicator is the number of interventions to grow the green economy and the progress report on department's work in implementation of the Green Economy Accord was prepared, as well as deliberations, a report on the deliberations of COP18 and participation within Climate Change Technical Working Group and participation in an Eastern Cape EU Renewable Energy Conference. There was also work conducted in the second quarter with Free State on the formulation of the Green Economy Strategy and a Green Economy Conference for that province. Moving then off the planning budget program to the Economic Development and Social Dialogue budget program. The first strategic objective there is the National Social Dialogue and Strategic Frameworks, the indicator of the number of social dialogue and capacity building engagements. A quarterly task team meeting was held in relation to the skills accords with the social partners. The focus on comprehensive information and challenges in relation to implementation of that skills accord. There were two business forums held with delegates drawn from the manufacturing, food and beverages, tourism, textiles, investment finance, municipalities, retail and banking, catering and business chambers in order to focus on the buying local and showcasing local businesses in the area. In relation to the sectoral and workplace dialogue strategic objective, the number of economic development agreements facilitated with social partners, the presidential special package was developed during the quarter. The minister has already spoken to that in his opening remarks. The MOU on an infrastructure partnership between social partners signed at the PLCC conference. In relation to the number of interventions to save jobs, there was work done in relation to illegal practices at trade fairs in KZN, with the concern of the impact of that on small traders and local manufacturers. And in addition, there was an intervention in relation to work permits for specialized welding skills in a Mananga mill. On sectoral and workplace dialogue, moving the indicator of number of reports on agreements and social pacts, the consolidated report on the four accord that was crafted from inputs from social partners and government departments. A report was compiled on the training layoff scheme and the IDC distress fund. There was a consultative meeting with ED and the manufacturing circle in October on measures to support the key sectors in relation to the Buy South Africa campaign, and then engagement with DKI and the South African Bureau of Standards on the development of a technical standard on local content, an important part of being able to move forward on local procurement. Moving then to the capacity building for economic development strategic objective, the first indicator there is the number of knowledge networks. Decision was taken to focus the format of knowledge networks on themes relating to the strategic integrative projects, so that it would be able to look at tangible recommendations, that it would be able to feed back to either relevant ministries or into the BRCC processes. In relation to the number of capacity building engagements for organized labor, there was an IONAP2 workshop that EDD presented at on the role of labor in social dialogue and economic development, a workshop with South African Diversity Council on the local procurement accord. On the final strategic objective of productivity, entrepreneurship and innovation, October was the productivity month, and the productivity milestone workshops targeting SMEs conducted jointly with Productivity South Africa in October to create awareness of productivity and promote information sharing and networking. In Chairperson, you have the employment equity statistics for the third quarter. The next slide gives you the gender breakdown both for the department as a whole and for the SMF. And then I will move to the financial performance for the third quarter. The expenditure for the third quarter was 165.5 million, or 24% of the full adjusted appropriation. Expenditure excluding the transfers for the third quarter was 24 million, or 14%. Of the adjusted appropriation commitments in the third quarter amounted to 5.2 million on top of the 24 million expenditure. The next slide then gives you the detailed breakdown per program and per the classification items. And the next slide then gives you the overview of revenue. Revenue collected for the third quarter, 382.4 million, 66% of the adjusted budget revenue, and again the same main revenue generators. Chairperson, I thought just in closing then it would be useful for us to share with you some of the work that we are doing out of the reporting processes that will enable us going forward to improve on our review of performance and our ability to go forward. We have in our monthly macro meetings agreed to receive a performance report from each branch, which does two things. It reviews the expenditure level per budget program, and it also reviews performance against the APP targets. In addition, we are developing a file of evidence for work done on each of the indicators, and we are developing technical the last one.
The second one was developing a file of evidence.
So ensuring that against all of these there's documentation in order to enable AD processes, but also to enable ourselves as we go through each of the quarterly reports for internal audit to be able to verify the content of the reports. We've also been doing work developing the technical indicator descriptors so that we are consistent in terms of the indicators going forward. The work that we've been doing in the end of the third quarter and through to the fourth quarter on APP and operation planning and spending plan has also drawn on a number of the lessons learned from the second and third quarters, and will put us in a position to sustain that going into the new year. So I hope that in concluding it would just be useful to reflect that our management meetings are now on a month-to-month basis monitoring both expenditure and our performance against deliveries. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Tichy. I guess the report says it all. And on the improvement plan, I guess this is what the Treasurer expects from the PFMA, that you at least and hold those meetings so that you are able also to reconcile your books on a monthly basis. I think that will also help in really reporting on time and being able also to really have make an impact in the delivery of services. I think what I'm noticing, TG, there are too many acronyms used here, and because they are shared, sometimes it becomes a bit difficult to follow. Is it not possible that as you, perhaps you have a page where you explain some of these acronyms, because the work that you're doing cuts across various departments, and members might not, you know, especially those who are not serving in some of the departments that you are interacting with, might not be able to follow. Otherwise, thank you very much for the presentation. And now I'm giving an opportunity to members to ask questions and make comments where possible. Dr. Mavasa, Babunduli, before Babunduli, Babhlenga, Dr. Mavu, you don't want to say anything today? Or are you still thinking, or digesting?
I'm still digesting the presentation, but when I start, you know, I won't stop.
Come again?
When I start, I won't stop.
When you start, you won't stop?
No.
Yeah, I think the minister, that's why the minister and the department are here. They want to hear what you can't stop. Okay, and then Sleng will be followed by Babunduli. Thank you. In that order, please. Babunduli.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Comrade Chair. Thanks to the Minister, the DG, the team. My question is very broad, Comrade Chair. My question is very broad. It is a question that says, EDD being a delivery department, although it does play a coordinating role. When I listen to the reports, I tend to think it emphasizes more on plans at the expense of reporting on the outcomes. So I'm just posing this question just to comment of the department is. Thanks, Coach.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair, and good morning to colleagues, the Minister, the DG, and the delegation from the department. I will try to be very brief so that we can allow Honorable Mobo to take up the rest of the time. I just want to first find out, you reported on the youth employment strategy, to find out the progress on that, and so that we can at least be in a position to understand how far that is, and if it has, you'll forgive me if I'm incorrect, I would imagine it's the one that the President referred to in the SONA, that it would be finalized by 28th of February 2013, so that we can know, has it been signed, and if not, why hasn't it, and when it will. Secondly, on the social accords, or impacts that you spoke of, DG, there is one on basic education. And I wanted to sort of gauge the linkages between, you know, because at the center of EDD is primarily the function of job creation. That is, you know, the broader function. And linked to that, obviously, is the issue of education. And currently there is a huge debate going on about the quality of education and so on. So I ask this question in this sense, Minister, to say, is the education of the country enabling the economy to, or you know, producing the necessary required human resource? Is the education system responding to the needs of the job market? Because, you know, you read any newspaper, a particular Sunday papers, and there's always a huge section on jobs and posts, this post and that post and so on. And yet the levels of unemployment are on the high and there are these vacancies. Therefore, is the education system enabling us to produce the required and necessary skills, knowledge and expertise to enable the economy to grow? I will, Chair, if you will, I will come back because I will also need to digest some of these things. I just thought at this point if I may just get carried to those two issues. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, thanks, Chairperson, and I would like to welcome the presentation by the Minister and the DG. Chairperson, firstly, I would like to check the when the department is coordinating, let's say, horizontally with the other departments and with the vertically with the three spheres. I'm just checking as a committee if we want to do the oversight. How can we go inside when you coordinate? What are the results of this coordination? Can we see any impact or improvement? Number two, when it comes to the DPME, I want to check that as last time, when we were engaging with the DPME, which is Department of Performance Monitoring and Evaluation, the department was not finding its foot. I want to check now whether there is improvement, whether we have done any assessment with it. Number three is what are the entities can measure their impact when it comes to job creations as you are or doing oversight on the entities, because we usually when we ask them the work they are doing, can we measure how many jobs have been created or saved? It seems not to be clear, although they know what they are doing, but when you say can you show us that by being there, what you are doing, it does make an impact. You spoke of the textile clothing and textile and clothing industries. Can we say these are the jobs which have been created when we support this, as we have said, that there is a success when it comes to, or whether they were saved. Because as we know that there were lots of shutting down of this sect. When it comes to local procurement and local product, is there any tangible where we can say, yeah, as South Africa now we've got our local products, and this is we can boast or show off to say these are the local products. The other one, Chairperson, is the IDC and the distress companies. I remember when we were visiting here some of the companies, and we could not find exactly how do you determine that it's just because they've applied or you've got a certain criteria to say we look at this criteria to say this company qualified, this one do not. Lastly, Chair, if it is the implementation of the accords and the monitoring thereof. I mean, we have been talking that today there was a accord signed, and then, but we want to check whether are they monitored that after signing, then is it are there any positive results, and then. Can we anticipate any other accord which are, in the pipeline? Or this neglecting about the youth intervention strategy? We want to check how far, because we've been saying no, it's coming. Now we want to check whether it has been signed, because we're waiting for Nedley to complete that. Thanks.
Thanks, Dr. Mugo.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you for the presentation. Just a couple of questions and maybe clarifications. Minister, I'd like to know what sort of relationship there is between the NDP and the NGT. The NDP is basically a new government that has been introduced into the nation. And I want to know how do those two relate to one another? Because basically the NDP is driven from your department, while the NDP lies in another department. And so what's the link and how do they coordinate, how do they relate to one another? Secondly, you mentioned that in the Economic Policy Development through the policy platform. There was a platform that was held and submissions made onto the BBBEE. What were the your submissions to amendment to the amendment of that code, BBEE code? I've also been looking through the presentation, and I've not seen anywhere where you mention the sort of interface that the department has with the entities that resort under you. For example, the competition authorities, and how often you have this kind of regularity of this kind of interface, and how they also relate to the many activities that I see your department is engaged in. And finally, I see there are so many activities that the department is engaged in. And one or other, I'm thinking, how do you coordinate all these activities? And don't some of this fall through? Because, I mean, there has to be a lot of fallout, I can imagine. So I'm just wondering how you coordinate all the things that some of those things don't just fall through without proper monitoring and evaluation. Thank you so much, Chair. I stop now.
You can, if you want. Thank you. I think this would be the first round of questions, and I will put mine, and then we take okay. Honorable Minister, I also have a few questions for the first round, and then have others next round. You know, on the Institute, Economic Development Institute, I think we've come a long way with this since we've been promised the development of this. I can see that the terms of reference and the business plan has been developed and approved, meaning that this has been done so at the cabinet level, or is it a departmental process? And what I would want to know, who else is involved in the development of this institute? And if you're willing to share with us some of the business plan, what exactly it will be looking at, and what are the intended objectives of this particular institute? What would be then the role of the portfolio committee in the development process and the after development process? Secondly, on your economic planning and coordination role, you said you were involved in the review of the Cape Agulhas, the local municipality special development framework. This, I think, it was in partnership with the Department of Rural Development, if I'm not mistaken. If so, I just want to understand the work around the special development, assisting municipality in this regard, because this has been our concern, of course, that most municipalities, especially those that were previously under Bantu stands, they're still structured in the same fashion. Patterns are the same, management is still the same. How are we to see, for instance, development of those particular areas in a well-coordinated manner? And what you've done in Cape Agulhas and other areas that you've mentioned in both reports, is it structured way? Is there a structured way of doing it? Are there plans, reps that would begin to tell us that this is how you're going to be, you know, moving, and when are you going to be moving, and when are we to see the fruits, or begin to see the fruits of the work in that direction? I'm asking this because this is one of the areas that we've been worried about, especially taking into consideration that the local economic development units within the municipalities are not that functional. Most of them are not functional. And for us, mainly because most municipalities have a very low revenue base, and they might not be able to come up with something substantial. What I want to know, what would be then the role of the department together with the other partners in ensuring that we develop this area in a more systematic and more meaningful way? And just to find out whether the work that we're doing with the municipalities under this planning and coordination, whether is it, because most of it is involving the infrastructure coordination work, was it funded then? If not, how are those the expenditures going to be covered? I know that there were firemen done around October or so, but is there any way we're going to be shown as to where exactly those firemen were done, and the way additional money is given? I know that some of them you might want to report in your fourth quarter report, but it will also be interesting to know whether, to be assured whether that work was compensated for, because initially it was not funded for in the department. The question was asked by the volunteers that followed that. That is on the second, on the second quarter. I think we will be tackling the issues around employment. I mean, administration. Is there anything on that, members, or you want to wait for the second quarter? For the second, okay. I thought we'd conclude the second quarter report, and then when we come back, we go to the third quarter. So that if you have any questions on the second quarter report, we can dispose of now when the minister and the team respond. Babu and Julie.
Thanks, Chair. Maybe we can come to the recruitment strategy, because I was just asking both the second and third, but if you say maybe to check the recruitment strategy, because for a long time we have been having vacancies which are not filled. Now we want to check how long is it going to take for the department to fill all the vacancies which are established for, which are funded. Because we've been struggling with this one to say there is a shortage of skills, blah, blah, but now we want to check for how long or what are the mechanism of improving in this area. Thanks.
Thanks.
I had confined myself on the basic education accord, but I feel that maybe if I can finally extend a little bit to another accord, so that are they actually being implemented, are they working, what are the summation really of their intentions, and subsequent to that, of course, are there any other accords in the pipeline, so that maybe the committee can have the benefit of actually receiving these accords and be able to engage with them as they initialize to the end of, you know, when they come, as opposed to us hearing about them at, you know, quarterly reports and so on.
Thank you. May I then hand over to the minister and the team, which will take us to 11 o'clock, and then we can then break for tea, come back and deal with the last part of the report.
Thank you very much, Chair. I count probably more than 20 questions, so I suspect by 11, if you'd like to have a tea break, I may have to come back after the tea break with the rest of the client.
I would then suggest that we break now and then come back so that we don't have to stop you. May we then take that 10 minutes break?